I'm Maria Dudzak. Thanks so much for tuning into your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan. Coming up tonight is a free concert that is taking place at the K-Hi Auditorium. It's at 7 o'clock tonight. It is brought by Broken Walls and is presented by Carry the Cure, a nonprofit working to prevent teen suicide, especially in rural Native villages. Joining us from the group and that organization are Jonathan Miracle and Bill Pagaran, who are here to give us some more info about that. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Well, that's a Tlingit greeting, right? So it's good to see your face.
Thank you.
And our my greeting from my people in Canada is Mohawk, and it's Seagoskanongowa.
And, yeah, let's first start off. Where are you from? Where are you both from?
So I come from southern Ontario, Canada. I live on a Mohawk native community called Tyendinega. I lead a group called Broken Walls, and we tour worldwide. Next week we'll be touring in Ireland. And we've been very busy doing what we do, and we're all about restoring self-respect and dignity within Indigenous people around the world and, you know, building relations with all people because we want to see all people be healthy and strong.
And Bill, what are...
Yeah, and right here, I'm your favorite Tlingit. No, there's a lot of Tlingits here, but my name's Bill Pagaran. I'm the president of Carry the Cure and also the drummer of Broken Walls. So... we take my Carry the Cure program, which is Carry the Cure is a message to give reasons, to give youth and communities reasons to live. And so we do that in a really fun way. We'll be in high school later this afternoon presenting our Committed to Life program. And everywhere Broken Walls goes, we've been taking the Carry the Cure Committed to Life program as well. So it's not only been in Alaska. So far we've visited 106 different communities in Alaska and then a lot worldwide. So we're seeing a great result, zero reoccurrence of suicide among the communities that we've gone and people have gone through the program. And we're just thankful this to... give reasons to live and have fun doing it.
Where are you from?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm from Palmer now, originally from Dry Bay.
Okay. Yep. And explain what Carry the Cure is. Now, that has is related to the, what do I say, Balto the dog. Isn't it related
to
the sled dog?
Back in 96, we were doing a school assembly, a suicide prevention school assembly. It was just two guys and a microphone, and we were there, and we were watching the dog mushers race into Nome. And then as we were watching them race in, we were thinking, wow, this whole race began as another race, the great race in 1925 that saved hundreds of people in northwest Alaska from diphtheria. It's an epidemic of diphtheria that broke out. And, of course, as you know, Balto and many, many mushers, they relayed that serum for the cure of diphtheria all across the Yukon River. They did it successfully. So as we were doing the school assembly to encourage the people in northwest Alaska and Nome, we thought, wow, there's another epidemic in Alaska. It's depression. It's suicide. So we need to carry the cure to the villages of Alaska. So from that, we developed just a number of different methods, and an approach, like really a holistic approach to, prevent that suicide. So between clinical methods and spiritual methods and then our cultural, piece being a part of it, we've just like, been able to pull together all parts of the community, whether they're clinicians, educators, or tribal leaders, or youth and elders. And that's what's really made it successful, because to prevent any tragedy like suicide in a community, it takes each person to do it.
Okay, so this program that you are bringing, you're just doing it for a day? I mean, I imagine... How much can you accomplish in a short period of time?
Yeah, well, it's amazing how much you can accomplish in one day. We don't always do it this way. Sometimes we'll come in for one day into a school or a community. We'll present our Committed to Life school assembly. And then following that, I'm certified in gatekeeper training, certified in other prevention methods, as well as a certified teacher. And so we'll follow those up by different workshops to help strengthen the community. So, and again, you know, they can be clinical workshops, type workshops, but we always infuse more than that. There's a greater depth in our approach than we definitely value the clinical approach, but, you know, we're also a people of faith. You know, we're also, you know, a people that carry our heritage and our identity. So we work that into those workshops that we usually offer as a follow-up to the school assembly. So like I said, it's not always just a one-day thing. We've been here for a few days, actually, but our hope is to build relationships here, to strengthen the relationships that we do have so that we can come back and offer more of what we have to help support your community.
So you're doing the assembly today and the concert tonight. Are there messages in this concert? Do people get some of those, I guess, messages to carry forth with them?
Yeah, definitely. You know, so the 1 hour Committed to Life School Assembly, it's like it's high energy. It's packed full of different tools and tips, strategies, and also personal stories. We share our personal stories of how we fought to live. Now we live to tell. You know, we live to tell our story, and then we encourage others to live to tell their story. And so from the most horrific and tragic type past, or like my childhood, I share how I got through that in a really short, quick time, because in a school assembly, you can't speak for too long at one period. So that's why the music is so key, because Jonathan and his master writing for music, just the message just fits perfectly, weaves it in. So we'll do songs, and then we'll, you know, do an activity like an object type lesson, then a song, and then we'll share a story, a song, and then share a strategy. And so everything is just woven. The message is woven into the school assembly. So, and then the whole school assembly culminates with a Committed to Life vow. So it's a promise to live. And everywhere we've gone, we've just heard young people and adults just really rock the gymnasium with their voices, a promise to live. And it's pretty moving. And then, you know, we give them a card that has the vow on it so they remember the promise that they took and that they're not to break.
So this is the high school students. Is there something for the general community that will somewhat be similar, or it's just
so
the concert thing?
In the evening, as Broken Walls is a big part of what takes place in the evening, we call our evening session a call to the generations, because our heart is to see the generations begin to work together, because so many times our elders are pushed aside, and those elders have the experiences of life and wisdom that they can share. And so what we try to build is a vehicle or a platform for the restoration of those relationships to begin to happen again. And we do it through our music, and our music is, you know, we've had award-winning music. We've been many nominations with the Native American Music Awards, and we've won awards with the National Awards in Canada in what we do. And Broken Walls was recently honored for our work in Northern Native communities in Parliament in Canada. So we've had some really beautiful, you know, opportunities. And then coupling with what Carry the Cure is doing in Alaska, and then having the benefit of having Carry the Cure come to our Native communities in Canada as well, is really, it's been a very powerful, we have a really powerful thing going on. And so tonight there'll be a lot of entertainment value. It'll be the people will be able to come and enjoy, you know, good powerful music and good, you know, good things that way. But it's always a strong message of bringing unity and restoring dignity and self-respect within the people.
And where does the name Broken Walls come from?
1995, I attended a gathering called the Sacred Assembly in Ottawa, Canada, the capital of Canada. And all these elders and spiritual leaders from across the country were gathered because there was an epidemic of suicide across Canada within our native communities. And one of our members of parliament called a sacred assembly and called all spiritual people. And I had the privilege of being the one asked to come in and sing a song to entertain or to just, you know, to help to encourage them. And so I was sitting there waiting to go up, and an Osage elder was speaking, and he said, I've traveled around the world. He said, and what I've seen is walls of bitterness built within the hearts of Indigenous people everywhere because of the results of colonialism. He said, and in order for our people to be healed, these walls of bitterness must be broken. And at that moment, I received a vision that I was to begin to open my heart up and figure out the way that the Creator wanted me to see these walls broken. And so I wrote a song right on the spot, presented the song, and then as a result of that song, for 2.5 hours, people came forward and asked for forgiveness. From their, like, you know, a chief came up and said, I've always hated white people because of what they've done to my people, but I don't want to hate anymore. And he asked for forgiveness, and all sorts of people asked for forgiveness. And so it was a really beautiful starting to what I do. And so I've pursued that, and we use the music and the experiences that we've had. I grew up on reservation, so, you know, I don't look real native. So it was difficult for me. So I had my own experiences that I had to deal with, not being happy with myself. But once I discovered who I was, and that I was created for a purpose, and I was able to step into that purpose and have real focus in my life and what I was going to do. And then met Bill, came up. We were invited up to do some work in Alaska, and our drummer couldn't make it. And I started looking. I said, who's the best drummer in Alaska? And all arrows pointed to Bill Pagaran. And I called him up, and he was ready to go, and he came down. We had a 30-minute practice and did a 2-hour concert. So it was pretty awesome. So we've had some really amazing times, and we've seen some really amazing things happen even here in Alaska, lots.
Okay, and I think you wanted to present a little music here, and what shall we say? We drained the water bottle in order to have a drum.
Yeah. All our stuff is in another vehicle, and we don't have... I would have done a flute song or something.
Well, you know, this goes right along with the Carry the Cure theme, because in the school assembly, we do the Trash Can Rhythm Jam. So we beat on pots and pans and talk about how ordinary things can become extraordinary.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, yo, we're gonna hear ya. Oh, yo, we're gonna hear you. It's time to be forgiven. No more broken promises. Boy, oh, we're gonna hear you. Boy, oh, we're gonna hear you. Boy, oh, we're gonna hear you. Boy, I know hey, boy, I know hey, boy, oh, we're gonna hear you. You have inside. It's a call to all people to join our hands together and sing a new song. Ooh, we're gonna hear you. Oh, yo, we're gonna hear you. Oh, yo, we're gonna hear you. Oh, yeah, no, hey,
Jonathan Miracle and Bill Pagaran from Broken Walls. Thank you so much. And if there are people who can't attend tonight, or maybe some young people who won't be at that assembly, is there any message, I guess, that you can send out to some people right now?
Yeah, for sure. You know, when I was young, I was hurt and abused in every way you could think of. Parents divorced. By the time I was 12 years old, given away to a person who abused me in every way you could think of, physically, sexually, mentally, and verbally. And so many times I felt like giving up. I felt worthless. But the message is this, that there's hope, because there's not one person that's an accident, a whoops, a mistake, or a loser. Because they've been fearfully and wonderfully and beautifully created to do something only they can do. And I often, you know, have students or have, you know, people look at their hands and consider their fingerprints on their hands are one of a kind. No one else has those fingerprints. And that's evidence. That's evidence that a creator beautifully and fearfully and wonderfully made them, and that there's something that they're born to do that only they can do. And so, you know, we want people to see and want them to know. I want people to know that they're beautiful in the eyes of the one who made them. They're beautiful in the eyes of even people like us that don't know them well, but see the hope, the potential, the strength, and the ability to impact the world around them. And that there's hope and there's help. You know, people like me, like Jonathan, like our team, and like many people right here in your community, have survived some of the worst things imaginable and still have a smile on their face. Mm-hmm. But it takes each other. It takes, you know, it takes us working together, and it takes us being willing to tell our story. Stories are powerful. Stories can change lives. And so that's why I share that phrase, you know, I fought to live. Now I live to tell. I fought to live. And now I live to help. And because I know that it's possible to make it through all those things and not just survive, because, you know, surviving horrific things, like I mentioned, is one thing. But being able to thrive and be able to successfully do something in your life. But even beyond all that, learning to forgive, live, and love. And that is what really the heart of our message is. And if someone wants to know more about how to do that and take steps, they can go to carrythecure.org, and they can listen to the music of Broken Walls, which is found on brokenwalls.com. And hopefully, you know, we can be back to do some more strengthening workshops and stuff. But, you know, I raised $9,000 just out of pocket to do this. It didn't take corporation dollars. And we had wonderful people like the Slim Camps that provided stuff on the ground and really blessed us just in amazing ways. But I invested because I believe in Alaska and I believe in the people of Alaska. And this is time for a healed land. And a healed land begins with a healed people. And we see that beauty, and we're thankful just to be a part of the community. Thank you so much, Marie, for having us. And, you know, we just want to be one of the many instruments of healing in this community.